Good evening. It is 6 o'clock. I call the meeting to order. I'm going to start by saying I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. May 2020 be as good as or better than 2019. For those who saw it, Janella did one heck of a job revising the original strategic plan with all kinds of crossouts, colorful letters and stuff like that, so that it synthesized everything. And as you can see, I took it and made it a shorter form. One thing I would like to bring up and ask for a motion. 2019's done. So I think we need to change the dates on the strategic plan to 2020, either to 2022 or 2023. What is your pleasure? Because the original strategic plan went from 15 to 18, which amounts to about 4 years. This one, 3 or 4, whatever your pleasure is. So if someone would move that date, years change. Yes, dear.
Just for discussion's sake, do you think because we've done a new one, we should just do 2 years or do 3? In other words, what I'm saying is there a possibility we would need to make some kind of change? It took so long to do this. I really would like to say 2020 to at least 23, through 23.
I would agree with that.
Then I move that we change the strategic plan from 2019 through 2021 to 2020 through 2023.
Second.
Discussion?
No discussion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay, and now we need to formally approve this strategic plan. It has been under discussion for months. Each one of us, and that includes Wanda, has had input into it. We've made a few changes since, you know, over the several months. I will entertain a motion to approve the strategic plan as on the shortened form. Before we do that, would you take a good careful look in case I screwed something up?
Alan?
Sure.
We will have to redo the years that are listed in the body, 2019 to 21 into 2020, 2021, and 2022. Do you see on first page, introduction, third paragraph?
Right.
Change to
2020 to 2023.
Yes.
I couldn't do that without your permission. I'm being serious. That's what I was told.
Okay.
Can we approve this with
those as
necessary with that, corrections?
As modified, correction. Yeah. I think so. So moved.
Second.
All in favor as amended with the new dates?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. You folks, we have together done quite a bit of work. Thank you. Worked out. I believe the next step is to get a formal copy of this and up to the council. Is that correct? hopefully that will hit sometime February, I would assume. Okay. Item two on the agenda, discussion of the intake form.
I'm always the negative one on this, and I know it. I don't think until this is approved that we should develop an intake form, not because we shouldn't develop one, but because they may remove it for some reason.
I'm inclined to agree with that, Sarah. Do we have any idea, Alan, once we submit this, how long it will take to approve or disapprove?
I have to turn to you.
I would suppose it would go on the first February council meeting agenda, which would be February 10th.
Okay. So shall we move that item to our next meeting, our next monthly meeting?
Makes sense to me.
We'll know by then.
Once we know if it's been approved.
We can't submit both at the same time, though?
Yeah, I imagine you could. It's just that if we spend our time working on an intake form, and then they say, we don't want you to use an intake form, which I don't know that they would do that. Or they may have input into the intake form, which we could always modify.
I don't have a copy of the old intake form anymore. I gave that to you, Al.
Yeah, I would have to find that myself.
I think I have it. Unfortunately, my binder's in my car and my wife has it, so I don't have it with me today. but I do. I think you gave me a copy before. So
yeah, all
it shouldn't really. I don't think we have to change it much. It's just a matter of just reformatting it and submitting it. Or what do you think?
My personal reaction is let's take a look at it and see what we might need to either modernize or improve. And for conversation's sake, I will, one, try to find the copy that Paul gave me. I will submit that to Janella and have that put into the packet for our next meeting. And as soon as that packet arrives, we can read it, look it over, and decide, okay, are we going to do it? Or, you know, what are we going to do with this?
I also think that if you're presenting it to City Council, that there may be questions like, well, what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to put it? How do you plan to collect? In other words, they might want to know more about the whole process than just the form itself. So okay. It maybe should be prepared
Develop
for that.
A process. Gotcha.
Paul, you are definitely far more familiar with the intake form and how it was used in the past. Where was it made available, or was it made available?
It was made available at city, through the city. People would come in, and if they had a problem, they would express that, and then the ladies or people that were working in there would give them the form.
So it was available in City Hall, you know, kind of almost as soon as you walk in or something along that line?
Yes, where you step to the counter and they would handle the concern or complaint, and then they would give them a form to complete and tell them when it's completed, bring it back.
Was it online at that time so someone that didn't want to come into the city could fill it out from a distance?
I don't really know, Sarah, but it probably should be if we move forward. That there isn't any reason why people would have to come down to pick up a form. So now I think it should be on.
Good point there. Okay, I'll accept a motion to table number two, the intake form, until our February meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And number three, again, here we go. Proposed revisions to the DHRC brochure and its mission statement. We've got a ways to go. Rita? Mike?
After we, I guess, finish with the first three, are we going to have a general discussion? Because I have something that's really kind of pressing me with what we've done so far.
I don't have a problem with it. Would we be allowed to do that?
It pertains to what we've done so far, just ahead.
Okay. Well, the strategic plan and the intake form are both on the agenda. She says that this
It connects with the strategic plan.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, go.
Okay. We just passed the strategic plan and, you know, was working on inclusion and diversity and so forth. I was here Tuesday night to hear the results of the study that the city had done. And I thought, well, wow, where were we? You know, we weren't present for any of that or involved in that particular process. And I guess my question is, is what we're doing here, you know, passing this, going to hold any weight? What impact is it going to make? What difference is it going to make? You know, the city has just done some research. They had a couple, Ivan, I forgot what the correct name was, but they gave a presentation. They gave some results from what they found with the city's diversity issues and inclusion issues. And I took some notes because I really wanted to share them here.
Well, this is David walked in.
Yeah, I was looking because I was wondering if he was still here.
He walked in and
said
to me to look at the minutes of the diversity plan from the meeting that was held on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of it. Now, maybe I missed it in the newspaper or anything along that line. However, we are the Human Relations Commission, and why wasn't at least one of us given an invitation?
Exactly.
I just found out about it tonight when I walked in and talked to David.
Well, I was only here because I had to give a presentation in front of the Parks and Rec Committee, and when I looked on the agenda and saw what was on the agenda, I decided to stay because I was really supposed to be at another meeting.
Yeah.
But I stayed, and I thought, wow, how come we didn't know anything about this study? How come we weren't included?
I think it goes back to the fact that I'm not sure we're important. I'm sorry.
Correct.
And I keep thinking, well, maybe we can be the tool for this. Maybe they plan to use us in some way. But so far, none of us knew about this. And none of us worked on it or did anything.
No.
So it kind of makes you feel like.
But
I'll take some personal responsibility. I didn't go online to find out what was happening at the meeting of the committee of the whole.
I don't think you should do that.
I don't think you should do that.
No, it's not. It's that we didn't know. We didn't even know the study was being done. That's the stuff I'm talking about.
And didn't he also talk about them doing an affirmative action plan that they were planning to do? Or
they don't have. The city doesn't have one.
That's what
that came out in the meeting.
That's what they're going to be working on.
The city does
on.
Not have one.
I
couldn't believe that.
I think we have we all agree we've been eviscerated over the last several years, and we are trying to claw our way back into having some meaning. If the city approves what we've submitted and we are allowed to develop our intake form, I think things will turn around for us. And we might be able to get some more relevance in some of the things that we do. But I agree with you that I thought all of that stuff was private. I didn't know about the meeting. Everything I read in the paper is like the police chief. That's all privately done. Public's not invited. It's a shame we weren't considered. But we haven't been considered for years. If we do what we say and present this, our mission and what we hope to do, and it's approved, I think we'll start having some relevance.
You think they'll let us do anything?
I do, because they're going to unchain us. We've asked to have meetings outside of the city hall. I mean, we're allowed to meet here for 1 hour. So we're trying to get unchained, and I think we're headed in the right direction, but we don't want to be too forceful too soon.
Don't you think, since every one of us was appointed by a city councilman, they might have remembered?
No, Sarah, I don't.
That's what it's like.
It's sad.
It's not only sad, it's insulting.
And the thing is, the people that are serving on city council now, and the mayor, weren't the same individuals that eviscerated us in the past. So, but they just inherited us. So I think we're trying to fight our way back into being relevant, and I think some of the things that we're going to submit to them will help us reach that goal.
I hope you are right. I just remember the day that, or the night that we sat here with the mayor, and he had no idea that we could refer something to the State Human Relations Commission. He didn't know what we did. And I don't mean that in a cruel and kind way. I just mean it's no wonder that people that have other things to do aren't here.
I have a feeling we'll find out where we stand in February.
I think we've already found out. They did a whole study and didn't even let us know they were doing this study and didn't include us at all. It seemed to me that that's just common sense to say this is what the Human Relations Commission ought to be involved in.
I'll agree with that.
I agree with Ms. Rita also.
I agree as well. I just found out about it today when I was talking with the president of the NAACP. Informed me.
Yeah, she was here.
Was she involved in the process?
No.
I think we should just push on now.
I have a suggestion regarding item number 3 in the agenda, the brochure. Let's wait until we're approved. Let's wait to find out if we're approved.
Sounds good.
I need a motion.
I move that before any revisions are made to the brochure, that we make sure that we are approved by City Council.
All in favor?
What we've
discussion, excuse me.
Okay, what we've submitted is approved.
In terms of the brochure, yes, but I'm talking about in terms of now we're talking about the strategic plan in which the mission, I believe, was revised a little bit. Yes.
Wait till this has been approved before we consider the brochure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? At least it's not anonymous. It's unanimous. Okay. Seeing as how we have completed the agenda, and based on past meetings and what Janella has told me on not infrequent occasions, we're not necessarily supposed to talk about anything else. Am I correct? I'll accept a motion to
move for adjournment.
Second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.